أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا يملك لهم رزقا من السماوات والأرض شيئا ولا يستطيعون. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us of the bounties of spouses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the great ni'mah of children and grandchildren as well. In today's ayah number 73, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the false gods that certain communities and certain people choose to worship, and the absurdity of considering associates unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَيَعْبُدُونَ. Really, it's something strange and mind-boggling when you see people worshipping idols, and you see people in their places of worship, weird-looking, strange-looking gods that they worship and that they venerate, and that they literally have dedicated their lives to. And you ask, how is it possible for the human being to subject himself to such humiliation that he bows down to a God that is absolutely lifeless and so strange in its appearance? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. They worship others besides Allah. And Allah says, these others that they worship besides Allah, مَا لَا يَمْلِكُ لَهُمْ رِزْقًا. They do not have the ability, they do not have the power to provide anything as sustenance and provisions for the worshippers, not in the heavens and not in the earth. Nothing. Ask that God, that lifeless God, to provide one grain of rice for that worshipper and for that person who has dedicated his life to its worship. One grain of rice, one, let alone a grain of rice, one speck or one crumb of bread also. Allah says rizqan. Rizqan means any provision. Nothing whatsoever can those gods provide from them. Nothing in the heavens can they provide for them, nor anything in the earth can they produce for them. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. Allah says they cannot do it, they don't have the ability to do it, and they will never have such ability. They will never have that type of power to bring even a little provision and provide it for them. In fact, they leave foodstuff for their gods, and they have certain sacrifices during the year for their ancestors, and they slaughter certain animals, and they prepare some traditional beers and so forth, drinks, and they actually leave that at a certain area, at a certain spot during the night. Why? So that the souls of their ancestors can come and devour that. And we find also Ibrahim alayhi salam, he used to watch his father, and he used to see his father taking food and placing it before the idols. And he would ask his father that, why are you doing this? Why are you placing this food before this lifeless object? فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not ever coin similarities unto Allah. Don't ever coin a similarity. Don't ever make anything similar to Allah. And this applies to Muslims and non-Muslims alike. It applies to everyone. We are not allowed to use our imagination and draw a similarity between Allah and His creation. This can lead a person out of the fold of Islam. And that's why I reiterate what was said earlier, that sometimes when Allah speaks of certain attributes of His, which we would refer to as organs, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of His yad, Allah, which means a hand, to you and I it means hand. When it refers to the human being, you will translate it as the hand. Allah speaks of His yad. Allah speaks of His wajh. Wajh means a face. Allah speaks of His saq. Saq refers to a shin. But whenever we are translating it for Allah, never do we translate it or understand it as we would understand it when it is used for the creation of Allah. Never do we do that. That is tajseem. That is now giving Allah shape and giving Allah physical form. Allah is beyond any physical shape. Allah is beyond any physical form. Allah says, فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. We should never draw any similarity between Allah and His creation. That is why when we speak of the Arsh of Allah, the throne of Allah, we can never assume for a single moment that Allah is seated on His Arsh, or that Allah is confined to His Arsh and His throne. The moment you do that, what are you doing? You are confining Allah to space. So we don't even believe that Allah is beyond that. That is, the Arsh of Allah is something that earns significance through its attribution to Allah. For example, the Kaaba, we call it Baytullah. We call it Baytullah, the house of Allah. But does anyone believe that Allah is confined to that house? No. It's simply for attribution, affiliation. It's Baytullah. It's attributed to Allah. Through that attribution, the Kaaba receives its significance. Attribution. The Arsh. When you say the Arsh of Allah, the throne of Allah, in no way does it mean that Allah is confined to the throne. No. It's simply attributed to Allah Azza wa Jal. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond that. And Allah says, فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. Do not ever draw and coin any similarities to Allah and making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala similar to any of His creations. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of everything. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. While you do not have the knowledge. May Allah grant us the understanding.